Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
Oh boy, Anne has got a lot going on, so I think we should just get to it. If you have any advice, please call in because she could use it. Anne, tell us what's going on in your life.
I've always been a very level-headed person. I've always made the right decisions. Maybe not always the right decisions for me, but I think I've always done what people want me to do.
Oh boy.
I don't know. I guess that's why it's so strange that I am like in this place where I truly want to completely flip my life upside down. I am wanting to leave my husband and get together and run off with my therapist.
Oh,
okay. Whoa. Didn't see that coming from Miss Right Decisions all the time.
I know. It's terrible and it's cliche, but I have legitimately fallen in love with my therapist, like head over heels in love, and he feels the same way.
Oh.
You know, I know it goes against his ethics as a therapist, but...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. He's failed his job.
Yes, but he's planning on resigning, so we can just, like, take that part out of the equation.
Okay.
It just feels really weird that he knows so much about you, and it's not like in a therapy session they talk back to you and go, boy, my day's been pretty bad, too.
You're right. It's kind of a one-sided relationship. Obviously, it's progressed since.
Clearly. Yeah. More of a physical therapist.
I mean, I feel like I know him really well. And I don't know, I think more than anything, this isn't just about me finally wanting to do something totally crazy and actually something for myself, selfish, because I want to. Like, I know I've been through a lot in my life, which is why I was in therapy in the first place, but it has helped. And I'm feeling like a new person, and that new person feels like she needs a new beginning.
I mean, just throwing this out there, was the person who suggested you leave your husband and get a new beginning the therapist?
Yeah, no, I think it's me knowing what I want for the first time. He's obviously a part of that. But no, he's not like, you need to do this.
Okay, good.
But this is a huge decision. Like, you're giving up everything.
Yeah, I would be giving up a huge part of my life. But, you know, he would be giving up his career for me. And that's huge. That's love. I mean, total 180. And like me, he's really ready for a huge change.
Have you told anybody else about this?
The only person I've told is my sister, and she thinks I've been brainwashed and thinks that if I take a break from him, maybe I'd realize that this is completely insane. But I don't know. I'm like wondering, do I just do it? Do I just, you know, leave the life that I've known for so long, or do I need to pause and kind of do what my sister said?
Let's talk to Ashley, is in River Falls. You think list.
Yes, absolutely. I work in the field. And it's completely unethical. He's in a position of power over her.
Oh.
And therefore, she should be completely disconnecting from him because that's an abuse of his power.
See, I always fall back to the movie 50-50 with Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and he falls in love with his therapist.
Oh.
And I'm always like, but that's the thing. I think movies put it in your head, and you're like, oh, my God.
Sopranos.
Is this, yeah, is this
true.
The thing? Is this the thing? So yeah. You just don't know, actually. But you're saying it's absolutely not accepted, not allowed.
Nope. You're not supposed to have any sort of relationship outside of your professional one. And honestly, the sister should report him.
Oh,
I mean, have you ever heard of a story that like, oh, we accidentally fell in love, then the person quits, and then they live happily ever after?
No.
She's like, not the professionals. We actually take our job seriously. Ashley, thanks so much for calling in and listening this morning.
Yeah.
Awesome. Let's talk to Amanda in Coon Rapids. What do you think we should do on Love Him or List Him?
I think she already said she's at head over heels for this guy. And I mean, from what it sounds like, she knows him too. So maybe it's not completely one-sided. And if she's already head over heels for this guy, well, her marriage is already doomed and it's not going to work out either way. So she might as well just go for it and see if it works. I mean, what's the worst that's going to happen? She's probably going to lose her marriage anyway. So
that's kind of the way I was leaning. I'm like, it's over. If you're already thinking this way and you're already having these discussions and you're already... You've already thought about this, then
yeah.
Go for it. I mean, it's over now.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of the damage is kind of being done. You know what I mean? In that situation. Thank you so much, Amanda, for calling in. Let's go to Emily in Minneapolis. Your granddaughter was a therapist, and you actually have advice.
So it's actually my grandfather.
Oh, grandfather. Sorry. It says
my
daughter.
My grandfather ran off with three of his patients over the years.
Wow.
So,
oh, my.
Maybe... not stay with the husband, but don't run off with your therapist it's a vulnerable place to be in therapy, and it creates that atmosphere where you can get way too invested. And so, you know, if he's going to be back in therapy ever again with another patient, this could totally happen again for him.
Oh, okay. I mean, it was. So you're great.
I know. I kind of want to talk to her more.
Yeah, three times.
Let's talk about gramps.
Yeah, your grandpa three times did it. Was it like, I mean, nobody stopped him from being a therapist after a while, or?
Nope. He just kept moving cities.
Oh.
That's okay. A lifetime movie right there.
It totally is. Right?
Called The Therapist.
I'd right? watch it. Yeah.
Therapy from your therapist.
He was from a big city.
Yes, he was. And you shouldn't have trusted. No, your grandfather sounds like a great guy. Other than the other stuff, Emily. Thank you for calling in. She's like, yeah, no, this is great. I'm glad we can trash my grandpa at this point. Let's see here. Okay, Greg in Maple Grove. What did you want to say on Love Him or List Him?
Well, if you just Google this statistic, and he should know this, basically, like, 1 to 10% of relationships that begin an affair lead to marriage, and 75% of those fail. So the odds of this actually being a long-lasting, loving thing are statistically really, 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 really low, plus it's completely unethical. So, bah. And then if he quits his job, where else is he going to go and make $100 an hour? Come on, what do you do? Work at Walmart?
Right?
Welcome to Walmart.
You are the smartest person on the show so far today, by far.
I mean, that's hurtful to the rest of us. But thank you, Greg.
I'm including myself in there,
but
Crystal.
Hey, he brought stats into the mix. When right? do we ever do that?
That well,
I'm
normally
impressed.
100% of the time, never.
Never.
We just did it. Look at us, guys. We're winning. Okay, thank you so much, Greg, for being the smartest person we know today. Until we talk to Natalie in Minneapolis. Natalie, what did you want to say? Last word on Love Him or List Him.
Yes, I just want to say that she really needs to run. This guy knows what he's doing. Resigning is not the end all. Truly, as a therapist myself, he should be losing his license, meaning he can never practice again. That's the right route to go. For him to say, I'm going to resign so it's okay, knows, it indicates that he actually knows what he's doing, and that's not enough.
Okay, so I mean, this is not like a movie. You can't magically fall in love and go be happily ever after. It is a gigantic no-no in that field.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
Well, people are, I mean, texting and saying he's going to manipulate her through the entire relationship. And, you know, probably this is not the only time he's done this.
Yeah,
you know,
probably
so,
not.
You know, you may be done and over your relationship with your husband, and I get that, but your sister is right. You need to step away from this dude. You know what I mean? That's the only reason she's even thinking about it. Her sister's like, you're being brainwashed.
Yeah, and she's probably like, no, I'm not. You don't know. It's love. And I want to be with him forever. I mean, how many times have we all stupidly said, you don't know, I'm in love. Do we have any more text messages coming in?
Everybody.
It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, it's saying your relationship is done. List the therapist and run. There are so many therapists that listen to our show that are texting in. Like, I'm worried. They've diagnosed us.
Oh, yeah.
That's for sure. People are saying this should be illegal. Let's see. Yeah, run for the hills.
Okay. So that's pretty much it. I guess we're done with that. Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much for all your calls and your texts. That was a hot button issue, but I mean, we kind of knew that was coming.
I know. Like I said, I did preface this by saying this made me uncomfortable from the very beginning, but thank you so much. She needed your advice.
Exactly.